morning, good evening, good coding campers. It's Monday, and that means it's time for NSDN Radio, the show that helps developers find what they're looking for. Good code, good conversation, but most of all, good time. So here to bring us into the week is our host, Mike Benkovich.
Hey, Eric, and thank you for welcoming us back this week. It's Monday, the 18th of October. Can you believe it's already gone so fast so far? It is the start of the week. We've got another week before PDC is going to get here. There's all kinds of great things that are to look forward to on what's going on with that. But today we've got MSDN Radio with Mark Brown. We're going to talk about a new product called Web Matrix, which is a great way to get started working with the technology. If you're not familiar with how to build websites, you can get started, get up, and get going. We've had a lot of talks in the last few weeks with different people from the product team. Today we've got Mark Brown, who has been with Microsoft for over 10 years, doing some great stuff with all the way from working in the consulting side to working with the map area to now coming to us to talk about Web Matrix. So let's hear it for Mark Brown. You there?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
We were just saying that it's been, what, a couple of years since we hung out up there in northern Minnesota when that tornado came through?
That was one of the scariest things I've ever had to go through in my life. I was, we had just pulled up to that resort up there in northern Minnesota with another guy on our team, and all of a sudden this hail came out of nowhere, probably the size of like your fist, and just started pummeling us. And we pulled up to the front of the resort there, and I didn't want to get out of the car because, I mean, it would have just killed me probably. So I convinced him to go pull underneath like a sapling in the thinking of, yeah, maybe that thing would protect us, but it didn't do anything. If anything, it exposed us even more. We were probably in greater danger from doing that. So.
Oh, that was one crazy, crazy time. We I remember that and just thinking, wow, you know, come to Minnesota where you know you can enjoy the great weather and everything.
That's right, great weather. You're for my life.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, this show is MSDN Radio. It's a developer talk show that we host and record on Mondays. It gets published up to Channel 9 after the fact. People can go out and see all the guests, download, get to the subscribe to the series on their RSS by going to tinyurl.com/MSDNradio, and it'll give them the RSS feed. I am going to be the host. I've been doing this for quite a while now and diving into all the different things. As part of the show, we do have operators standing by with phone lines. So if you have questions, you can always let us know you got a question, get the dial-in number, press the *8 to participate. You know, that lets us know that you've got your question. Then I'll queue you up and let you ask your question, and then we'll have some fun going through that. But to kind of get us going, Mark, now you've been doing this Web Matrix thing. It's like you were on the Maps team, but now you've moved over. What is Web Matrix?
So Web Matrix is it's a couple of things, right? It's, I mean, first and foremost, it's a new IDE for quickly building and publishing websites on the Microsoft Web platform. And there's a couple of ways you can kind of go about that. I also, the same team I work on, we're also responsible for our web application gallery. And we've probably got about, I'm going to say, 40-plus web applications, pre-built web applications, that you can go and quickly download right onto your machine and then configure them and then publish them if you want.
No, that's web, through the web installer, right? Where you go
that's to, right. And that uses our web platform installer, which is also a, excuse me, a fantastic tool. So if you're a web developer and you're someone like me, right, you're constantly blowing away your machine, right? Like, I don't know, I probably do it every 6 or 8 weeks because things get pretty sideways on my box with all the stuff I'm building and downloading and installing and uninstalling. What I love using WebPI for is to basically build my dev boxes and also my servers. And the nice thing about WebPI is you can select a la carte frameworks and technologies and servers and tools or whatever, and it'll inspect your machine, find any of the missing dependencies, and then make sure those are properly installed, right? Like you want to install, IIS and frameworks and make sure you do that in the right order so that ASP.NET is properly registered in your machine. But it'll do all that stuff, set up the database, set up everything, and get you going there pretty quick. So that uses the app gallery, uses that technology, and, of course, we have the web app gallery integrated inside Web Matrix.
So isn't that kind of the fun part of building a machine is trying to guess what things I don't have installed that I've got to go out and reboot my machine 15 times for?
That is, it's really, that is fun.
You're just going to wreck all my fun.
It's a lot of fun, Mike.
It really is. Once I discovered that we had this, and I was like, okay, building out my developer machine, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do a talk on .NET Nuke. So you go out to the gallery, you click .NET Nuke on a fresh machine. It'll install everything you need to be able to do it.
Yep. Install ASP.NET, install the database, everything you need. Yep.
And the tools to develop, too.
Yep, absolutely.
So not only does it do that, so then the web matrix then is sort of related to this, because I loaded the beta of it. I went out to, you know, get information about it, and it directed me to the WebP. I had to install it. And it looks like it's built, you know, building off the gallery, so I can take those different apps and kind of use that then to manage the code on it.
Yeah, you could so there's a few ways you can start a new project, or you can actually use an existing one. But you can start from one of these web apps in the gallery. There's, I'd say, half a dozen or eight or so templates that are all CSHTML or all web ASP web pages templates that are included within there. You can also create a new site from a folder. So if you have an existing website locally on your machine, you can start it that way and work in WebMatrix with an existing website you have.
Does that matter what technology I'm running the website on? Like if I've got PHP, does it know how to do that?
Yeah, it's either PHP or ASP.NET.
Okay. So, I mean, you got a tremendous integration story here.
Yeah, I think it's really, you know, what's great about this tool is the way that it brings together different ways that people work into a really easy, simple, and lightweight environment, right? There's not a lot of bells and whistles in this thing. This is really about people who want to get down and do some coding and get a site up and quickly and running.
Get started right away.
Yep.
So someone's mom would be able to go out and say, hey, I'm going to create a website for my garden club and be able to just turn it on and work with it. What about working with data or you know, tracking stuff? Does it handle databases?
Yeah, actually, there's a few different things you've got in there, right? So you can go and start a site from the gallery in there or from a template or from a folder. The other nice thing as well is you can work directly with the file. So there's a really nice lightweight editor in there. You can add new files into your project if you want, and we support a whole ton of different ones. So there's, you know, obviously straight HTML, CSS, you can create JavaScript files. You can create the new CSHTML or VBHTML. There's C#, VB. You can do classic ASP, PHP, you know, all these different types of files in there. You've also got support for databases within there as well. So there's a tab within there just called databases. And if your site has an existing database with it or is installed as part of the web app gallery, it'll show up right in there. And if you want, you can edit the schema in there. You can create indexes in there. You can create relationships in there. So any of the data definition stuff that you want to do, you can do right in there quickly and easily. You can also do data manipulation. So if you want to add data or edit data within your database, you can do that as well.
So does it works with existing data connections because I can connect up to my SQL Server databases. What about other databases?
Yeah, it also supports MySQL in there. So you can connect easily to, well, you've got three options, right? You can go to an existing SQL Server database. If you want, you can create an existing connection to that. You can also connect to MySQL. So if you have an existing MySQL database you're using, you can use that. And the other nice thing is you can also, we also have support for SQL Server Compact database.
Okay.
And you can create one of the file-based databases as well. And this is, so the new SQL Server Compact edition is an update to the existing SQL Server Compact, but it works really, really well with web applications. And in fact, deploying them is as simple as just throwing the files inside, and they'll show up in your app data folder. You basically just push those up like any other file. And if you have a very lightweight website that you want to create and host, you can do that and then not have to pay for, say, SQL Server hosting, right, which can add some cost to your hosting every month. So very nice, easy alternative for people who just have a very simple, lightweight website.
So the SQL Compact is just going to run within the engine of ASP.NET.
Yeah, it's got its own little executable that runs in there. In fact, so that just gets pushed up with your website.
So, what are the options when I want to go out and do my deployment? Do you guys provide a list of places where I could host it?
Actually, so the nice thing about our publishing in here, and this is the really killer feature with this thing, is that it brings together publishing of your website into the IDE itself, right? So this is really super cool, I think, and one of the killer features of WebMatrix is the integration of deployment within the site itself. So there's two things to that. There's a web hosting gallery where we've got a growing list of hosting partners in there that all support all of the web applications that are available within the web application gallery. They also support ASP.NET 4 in there as well. So if you're going and creating new sites using ASP web pages and the Razor syntax, they'll support that for you as well. Also have support for SQL Server.
So it literally is just going to make it just a one-click go out and take your site and just push it wherever you need to take it.
Absolutely. And we've been working with these hosting partners to try and get great deals together for people that want to build and deploy websites on our platform. So you can get, you know, shared hosting or virtual dedicated hosting or dedicated hosting at, you know, three different price points. But you can now get shared hosting for as little as like $3 to $4 a month, some cases even cheaper.
Wow. Now that's that's impressive.
Yeah, I know. It's really come down. I mean, this is really a fantastic time where, you know, we're bringing web developers together who want to go and build websites and get them out there on the Internet with the hosting providers who obviously want to be there to provide the hosting for you.
Now, what about scale? Suppose I want to take, you know, an application that we build with WebMatrix and then, you know, say the company grows and you've got, you know, developers that now need to work with it. Does it tie into Visual Studio and the professional developer tools?
There is actually an option within WebMatrix, so you can actually go and work with your application in there. But if you want, you can also go and launch Visual Studio from within WebMatrix. So if you have Visual Studio installed on your machine, it'll take that project and then open it up for you in Visual Studio.
Okay. So the new projects, new files and stuff you create are fully compatible.
Yep, absolutely. And not only that, but on the database side, let's just say you start out with a SQL Server Compact Edition database. There's an option in there to migrate that to a fuller version of SQL Server in there as well.
Okay.
So you could go and migrate to SQL Server Express or migrate to any of the other, if you're running SQL Standard or SQL Web or SQL Enterprise, doesn't matter. You can upgrade it or migrate it seamlessly within there.
Well, that's great. Hey, one of the things that we do is we've got questions here, and I've got Paul down in Dassel, Minnesota, who's got a question for you. Paul, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Hey, I'm
doing
great. Good morning, Mark. Mike, by the way, you need to have a new definition of fun if rebuilding your machine is and wondering what software is missing. You need to expand your horizons a bit, man.
Yeah, his mom likes building websites too, right? So there's lots of issues there.
Anyway, you need my mom.
Yeah. really fast question here. Let's take a look at WebMatrix, and I'm actually in the process of downloading and installing it as we speak here. My question is, does WebMatrix support or integrate with WCF or OData data services, and what, if anything, do you guys do with Silverlight? So a couple of questions there.
OData. So no explicit support for OData within there. However, if you wanted, you could create web applications that do that sort of integration in there. Go ahead.
I was going to say, because the sites are going to support your JavaScript, I mean, you can consume OData from your JavaScript.
Yep.
jQuery is a great language for creating and consuming using the Ajax library enhancements. So
I know you can always code it down to the bare metal. My question was really, you know, is there, you know, a little bit higher level support or, you know, some things that kind of lead you along the path in that, or is it really just, okay, if you want to get down there and code your JavaScript and go out and code and handle the streams coming back, you know, go to it?
Yeah, that was, I mean, really the design principle around this was to get the IDE and the editor out of the way. We really strove to make WebMatrix as lightweight as humanly possible in there and just provide a very clean editor experience for that. So you're not going to find kind of the richer features like IntelliSense or other things or support explicitly for things like OData or even Silverlight within there. But we would expect that you, if you wanted to, you could obviously use tools like Visual Studio and be able to build the experience that way.
Not a problem. It's just really just a question. The IDE looks like you guys did a really nice clean interface with that, and I'm looking forward to taking that out for a test drive.
Yeah, great.
And then the question about Silverlight, you know, Mark, what's the story with that? I mean, we've talked about LightSwitch. Is this sort of the how does this fit with LightSwitch?
I mean, I guess you could say in a way that there's kind of a balance, I guess, between that, right? I mean, the design principle around LightSwitch was to make it super easy for developers to go and build, you know, line of business Silverlight applications on our platform, provide them a path to be able to do that. This is really focused on providing that same sort of path for people looking to build just straight up web applications in that sense. There's no, I mean, there's no project support for, say, Silverlight within here. You would do that sort of thing within, you know, Visual Studio. This is really kind of more strictly focused on kind of just your straight web applications within here.
Okay. Super.
All right. But the design principle is the same, essentially, right? We're trying to, you know, we're not trying to dumb things down, but we're trying to make it as clean and as simple as possible for people to do, you know, straight up web development in here.
And to kind of get started with it if they've never been on the Microsoft technologies before.
Right. I mean, Visual Studio, while I think, and a lot of people think, you know, even in competitive circles, I talk to PHP developers all the time, and they love Visual Studio, right? I mean, they may not be using it to build PHP applications, but we by far have the best story for awesome tools, right, for building software. And that's, you know, always going to be the same way.
So the take is that you've got lots of options, lots of ways you can use it. This is a good tool for people who have never or who've been building on any platform to kind of get started with the Microsoft side.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then do the deployments and manage it out through, you know, how you can use it beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Paul, we appreciate your call.
Super. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Right. Now, if anyone else has questions, just go ahead and let us know by pressing the *8, and we'll bring you right back in. But, yeah, that brings some interesting points about how do you, you know, work through the workflow of you know, coming up with a concept to delivery on a site. Any insight on what you've seen? I mean, you've been out touring the world, right, Mark?
Yes, I live in an airport.
Right.
Or I live in the Chili's 2 restaurants that are throughout airport terminals all over the world.
All over the world. So you're not based out of SeaTac?
Yes, that's right. I don't think they have Chili's in SeaTac, thankfully.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got, yeah. Other just as awful places.
Yeah. Well, it's the life of the road warrior, right?
Yes, exactly right.
But you've been out talking about Web Matrix at a lot of different places. What's the response been? How are people responding to the idea and what we're producing, and what's the feedback you're getting?
I think people are really excited. I mean, more and more people these days are starting with these web content management types of applications like .NET Nuke or Embraco or Blog Engine. I mean, these things are kind of purpose built in a way that, look at, hey, I'm a guy and I need to, you know, get a blog up really quickly, or I need to be able to surface content or have some kind of digital presence and maybe some social capabilities with our company and our website. And rather than building it entirely from scratch, which is what a lot of people do, these web applications really will get you like 90% of the way there. I mean, they do all the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and download one of these things and get it up and running in like 5 minutes. And then really what you can do is turn it out and get the people who are going to be putting content into this thing and get them turned into it, right? So it's really from you know, from that perspective, you can really set these things up quickly, get them skinned or themed, get any of the modules or extensions you need to on there, get the functionality working. And then turn it loose, right, and get out of the way, which is, you know, fantastic. I mean, you could get to market much, much faster these days with this type of development rather than having to build something entirely from scratch or hand coding everything from scratch. Now, that said, you know, you could go absolutely and do it that way if you wanted to, right, or you could start with a template that's in there or start with an existing project. But people are really excited by it. I mean, I think some people come and say, God, well, I wish you had IntelliSense for this or that. I mean, you know, that if people need that type of experience, that's why we have the Visual Studio integration in there, you know, or just like if they need a more powerful database in there as well because they want to scale this thing up, they can go and easily migrate it to a bigger version of SQL Server. So this thing really, I think it hits a very sweet spot, right? I mean, if you're a newer web developer and you're trying to get ramped up quickly on web technologies and how to build websites, this is a fantastic way to do it. If you're an experienced web developer and you really just need better productivity and a more focused environment that's focused on, you know, the customization and deployment aspects of this thing. This is a fantastic tool. I mean, it's very straightforward and very slick, the publishing capabilities that come in with WebMatrix here. And there's some other nice things as well. We have a little SEO report tool in there as well. And essentially what that is, it's like a search engine crawler. So, you know, a lot of times when you're going and making changes to your site, you need to go and do some testing to make sure that I break anything, right? Or does the site even work? You know, can I hit all the pages and everything? Nice thing about this is this tool, you just turn it on and run a report, it'll crawl your entire site for you and see if I have any broken hyperlinks or am I doing other things that may negatively impact my SEO, whether it's missing descriptions or H1 tags or, you know, I just have bad text around a hyperlink in there or missing, you know, all kinds of missing stuff in there. So there's lots of cool stuff that make it not just easy but also more productive for any type of developer.
Well, that's an interesting point about the SEO, the optimizer piece, that, you know, you can download and install it, and it works within the INET or the Internet IIS 7 manager, so you can go out and take a site and run the report against it. But if I don't have IIS installed on my machine, I can use this tool to take those same set of rules, I assume?
That's basically it. I mean, this thing is going to run, or is running a desktop version of IIS right there on your machine. So it's exactly right. You can take it and run it right on your dev box, make sure it's all, you know, running perfectly. You don't have to deploy it to a full version of IIS, either in a staging environment or anywhere, to be able to, you know, crank through your entire site and make sure this thing is perfectly tuned up for you.
So that's I mean, how do those rules get updated, or is there an update for the SEO so that you've got the most recent set of things?
There's no update on the rules per se. There's about 50 SEO rules in there, and these are really the most common rules that everybody, every web developer should apply to around that, right? So multiple canonical formats around resources in your pages, obviously things like broken hyperlinks.
Having the meta tag description.
Yes, right, missing descriptions, you know, really the 101 level stuff that also give you performance on your pages as well. That's obviously also important. So
it literally makes it easier to even take an existing site and just get a good feel for what's good, what isn't, what needs to be updated, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly right.
And then you can walk away with the task list and say, hey, let's update this stuff, and that'll help then drive traffic and awareness of whatever it is we're doing.
Yeah, you can actually drill into the issues that it finds in there. So if it finds errors or other types of issues, you can drill right in, and it'll show you right exactly where the problem is.
And then there's links to kind of take you and get you more information?
Yep, absolutely. So anything, any errors or issues it finds in there provides you a really easy-to-understand description around what's going on there and why. Other nice things as well. So if you, say, have a missing description for a web page, one of the nice little features in there is it's got a word analysis feature. So it'll give you like a one-word, two-word, and three-word type of word count in there that'll help you give you like a good description for a page, right? Because that's important to SEO, right, is that the resource itself has a proper description, because search engines will look at that when determining what the page is about.
There's a question in the queue. Someone's asking, can you run the SEO optimizer from a published site if you're not starting with desktop files?
You can't in this one here, but what you can do is download the full version of our SEO toolkit and run it on IIS locally. That version of the SEO toolkit, you could point at any website running on any OS using any framework anywhere, and it'll crawl the site and give you the same types of reporting within there.
So then you could take that information back and be able to fix your site and then republish, deploy, and then just make sure you address those issues.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great tool we've had out for probably about almost 18 months now is our SEO toolkit. And it hooks straight into IIS, but you can point it at any site published anywhere. Even if it's on an intranet site, you can actually provide credentials to pass in. If it's a secure site, and also crawl an internal site as well if it's secured.
So basically go out, crawl whatever sites they're there, and then give you that feedback.
Give you the full report, absolutely.
That's fantastic. There's another question in the queue, and it's someone is asking, saying, this is a beta product. What's the roadmap look like?
We're just haven't started yet thinking through what version 2 of this is going to look like. Going to get started on that probably sometime December, January, February.
So is this a beta, or is it version 1?
This is beta. I mean, this is pre-version one, this product.
Okay.
Right. So really what we're asking people to do is go and download it, give it a spin.
How do they download it?
They can go to Microsoft.com/web/WebMatrix and download it straight from there. There's a link at the bottom of the page there as well. They can go and give feedback on our Connect site and tell us what you like about it. Tell us what you hate about it. I mean, this, the nice thing here is that this is a pre-1.0 product, right? There's no legacy involved with this thing, right? If there are things that we're missing or features that people want, this is a great opportunity for people to let us know what types of things they would like to see in this product, because it's much easier to add features like that for a product that's so early in its life.
Oh, that's awesome. So they can download it from going out to the WebPI. That'll install all the pieces they need. What else? What else? How can they get? How can they follow you? Where are you going to be talking next? What's your schedule look like? Are you going to come out and hang out with Mark Brown? You know, which
where am I going to be? I don't know. I'm trying to stay home. I may go out to Tech Ed and EMEA here in the middle of November. I've got a where else am I going to be? I don't know if I'm going to be a PDC or not.
Yeah.
I may be floating around there a little bit, but I'm not presenting anything at PDC this year. And I don't know. Probably won't be getting on the road in any meaningful way until probably early or mid-January.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it's crazy again back at the airport.
Dive back in. Go crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I know the feeling.
People can follow me on Twitter as well. I'm Mark J. Brown on Twitter, so,
feel free to
follow me on there. You can follow my life in the airport. And I'm always tweeting interesting stuff about WebMatrix. So I keep a close eye on Twitter about people talking about WebMatrix. So if people like cool things or are creating articles or blog posts about it, I'm always looking through Twitter to see what people are talking about WebMatrix, and if you create something cool with WebMatrix, I'll retweet it for you.
What about the Web Gallery? Can people get in touch with you on the Web Gallery? Is that
absolutely.
So if they build something cool, can they get it into the gallery?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, really, the focus there for the Web Gallery is to try and bring together the most popular web apps that people are out there and using. And there are communities all over the world that are creating these web applications and submitting them into the gallery there. The easiest way to do that is to go to Microsoft.com/web and then go to the Get Web Apps tab on there. Hold on, let me make sure I've got the link right in there. So Get Web Apps, if they hover over the Get Web Apps at the very top of the page, there's a link just below that called Submit an App.
Okay.
And what they can do is go in there and submit an application. Just need a live ID. And then there's all kinds of information in there as to the types of web applications you can put in there. They have to be strictly web applications, so we don't take tools or frameworks or other things like that. They really have to be kind of a self-contained web application. So if you've built a content management system or a blogging engine or another type of application like that, you can go in and there's lots of guidance in there for how do you package these things. It's essentially kind of a version of the WebPI itself in terms of how it works. You create a manifest, provides all kinds of runtime information and other prompts for user entered data, and put a zip file in that thing and then submit it up. And then we have a team here at Microsoft that'll review through that and contact you and ask questions and help you get it all up and tightened up so it runs great on our platform.
Great. Well, that sounds like you've got a lot of stuff kind of figured out on some great tools, some great integration with the Microsoft WebPI. Ties into everything.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, Mark, it was great to have you on the show. And I hope you can come back. You've seen Minnesota with our typhoon storms. You should come and see our winter.
Yeah, I just flew over it yesterday. Actually, I was in Toronto over the weekend, and it looks pretty gloomy there now. All the leaves are gone.
It's pretty green right now. You'd be surprised.
Green? I don't know. I saw a few trees with some red leaves on it, but for the most part, it looks like winter's quickly taking hold there, huh?
It will be here soon, but we've been fortunate. The weather's been pretty nice.
Well,
right.
Find me back in the spring. I'll be there.
Yeah.
No more tornadoes.
But we're going to have some fun with it. Well, I appreciate you coming on. We do have a survey up that people can give us feedback as well. It'll be fun to see where we go with the product and have some fun with it. So, well, that's it. I appreciate you guys joining us for MSDN Radio. We've got a lot of fun coming, and if you have a chance to fill out the survey, we'd appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
So that's it for this Monday. Go to MSDNradio.com and click the registration link if you want to participate in the next show. Until then, happy coding.